Palestinian Prime Minister Mahmoud Abbas says it is too early to reconsider his decision to resign. He was responding to speculation that he might be persuaded to stay on in the job. Mr. Abbas, who resigned on Saturday, told reporters on Sunday that it was premature to talk right now about a possible change of heart. He said his resignation is final. Mr. Abbas, who is also known as Abu Mazen, was responding to questions about the possibility that the Palestinian president Yasser Arafat might re-nominate him for the post of prime minister with the power to form a new government. An Arafat spokesman, Nabil Abu Radena, says that Mr. Arafat intends to ask Mr. Abbas to continue serving as prime minister. If Mr. Abbas refused, only then would he resort to a search for other candidates.
So far, no decision has been taken yet. Abu Mazen is still the acting prime minister. If he insists on keeping his resignation, there should be a new appointment that would be discussed right now and tomorrow. And we hope that within the coming 48 hours, we would reach the right conclusion.
The Palestinian labor minister, Hassan Khatib, said steps will have to be taken to ensure political stability.
We are in the day after, which is a new reality. I think that the scenario is very clear. We have to follow the stipulations of the Constitution. The president has 2 weeks in order to find a new candidate to be a prime minister.
Mr. Abbas's decision to resign followed a power struggle with Mr. Arafat, who had refused to relinquish his control over the security forces. Palestinian officials, speaking on condition of anonymity, said Mr. Arafat might be willing to push for Mr. Abbas's reinstatement in return for some guarantees from the international community. One of his demands is for the right to travel freely again in and out of the West Bank. Mr. Arafat has not left the territory since 2001, fearing that Israel would not allow him to return. Several Israeli right-wing ministers are pushing for the government to send Mr. Arafat into exile now that Mr. Abbas has resigned. Dore Gold, a spokesman for Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon, says that Mr. Arafat should be held accountable for the downfall of Mr. Abbas.
The blame, in fact the entire blame for the current crisis that has been created, lies at the doorstep of Yasser Arafat, who refused to let Mahmoud Abbas rule as a prime minister.
But observers say it is unlikely that Israel would dare to banish Mr. Arafat from the area without at least the tacit support for such a move from the U.S. administration. Ross Dunn for VOA News, Jerusalem.